Stephen next explains that to accomplish the things that matter most in our lives and families, we must plan on a weekly basis.
I suggest the smallest unit of planning is a week. In a sense, you look at your entire week and you think about each of your roles. For instance, under your family role, you indicate that your daughter really needs help. Let's say she has a class at school that is really throwing her. Maybe your son has two extremely important events coming up, and you want to be there for both of them. Then you have a daughter maybe you'd like to have a special date with. You missed the last date because something came up, and you both agreed to set it up for another time. Then you have something that comes up that's pressing you to break that second date. It's a very important business meeting. What would you say? I would like to come, but I do have a prior commitment. Let's arrange it another time. You don't have to go into what that prior commitment is. To you, it's terribly important. It may be very unimportant to them, something that can easily be put off. Sometimes, however, I've explained what it is having to do with a date with my daughter, and it's had a very, very positive effect upon the other person, who often says, "I wish I did things like that." Sometimes you may even make a commitment with yourself. I've got to simply get my head together. I'm just stressed out of my gourd. I've got to sharpen the saw. I've got to relax. I've got to take time to get some reflection. In other words, you're just learning to say no. You see, the key in every field of endeavor is some kind of weekly organizing, because it gives you perspective and it gives you a sense of each role and the goals to be accomplished under each role, so that you can learn to say no to the unimportant because you have this burning sense of yes to that which is truly first.